three men arrested for allegedly preparing a terror act in Melbourne, and NRL player Jared Hayne charged over alleged sexual assault. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Three men could face life in prison after being arrested for allegedly preparing a terrorist act in Melbourne. Four warrants were executed in the northwest of Melbourne this morning. It came after a joint investigation between Victoria Police, ASIO, and the Australian Federal Police that began in March. Authorities say the men are Australian nationals of Turkish background who had their passports cancelled earlier this year. Authorities say two of the three are brothers. The men are in custody and are expected to front court later today. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has thanked the authorities involved in the investigation.
On behalf of all Victorians, I want to thank each and every member involved, many hundreds of officers who have put themselves in harm's way to keep all of us safe. And we congratulate and we are very grateful, all of us as Victorians, for the work that has been done.
The operation is ongoing, but authorities say there is no ongoing threat to the community. The Australian Federal Police say 90 people have been charged in 40 counter-terrorism investigations across Australia since 2014. A former director of United States FBI has praised what he's termed the Australian model of tackling terrorism. Louis J. Free headed the FBI from 1993 to 2001 and was part of the national response to the September 11 attack. Mr. Free says collaborative efforts from different areas of society to defuse potential terrorist threats is commendable.
One of the things about the Stradia model, which is great, is the notion that we're going to take a century and a half of public service experience and apply it to solving problems in the private sector, but to doing it in a way that adds value back to the government.
A gunman has fired shots inside a hospital in Chicago. Police say a suspected shooter is dead and four people are in critical condition. A large number of police were called to the city's Mercy Hospital late on Monday afternoon to investigate. Hospital worker Clarence Smith gave this account of what happened.
I was in the ER. We were told that something happened terrible outside, and our first goal was to start getting patients out of the rooms. And I grabbed who I could, took them to safety, and locked them in. And that's when I just heard, you know, the noise from behind the doors and everything.
The victim of the Bourke Street stabbing attack has been honoured at a state funeral. Thousands gathered to pay tribute to restaurateur Sisto Malaspina at Melbourne's St. Patrick's Cathedral. Mr. Malaspina's son David says his father shared a special bond with the people of Melbourne.
We would often question him as to why he would leave to go to work so early. His simple reply to us was always the same: my customers. He loved his customers and staff, and it would appear that they loved him back.
The World Health Organization says the number of malaria cases in 10 of the countries worst affected by the disease has gone up over the last year. The annual World Malaria Report shows in 2017 there were an estimated 219 million cases of malaria globally, with around 435,000 deaths. The previous year's report had 216 million cases, resulting in an estimated 445,000 deaths overall. NRL star Jared Hayne has been charged with aggravated sexual assault. It comes after a 26-year-old woman lodged a complaint to the NRL Integrity Unit earlier this year. Police say the alleged incident occurred on September the 30th at a home in the New South Wales Hunter region after Hayne and the woman met via social media. Hayne is yet to comment on the charge. He has been given conditional bail and is due to appear in court on December the 10th. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth and 22 in Adelaide, a few showers and 20. Possible storm in Melbourne, 26 degrees. In Hobart, rain increasing and 25. In Canberra, a shower or two and 29 degrees. Sunny for Wollongong, 23. In Sydney, becoming windy, also sunny and 25. Mostly sunny in Newcastle and 26. In Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27 degrees. Partly cloudy in Cairns and 32. And a possible storm or shower in Darwin, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.